This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The U.S. apartment market suffered its worst spring since 2010. Near the depths of the housing crisis, as a flood of new supply and weakening demand resulted in rising vacancy rates and little or no rent increases in many major cities. Rents rose 2.3% in the second quarter compared with a year earlier. Rental growth was flat in major cities with otherwise strong economies such as Austin, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, and Washington, D.C. In primary elections, Ben Jealous, former head of the NAACP, has been nominated as the Democratic nominee for governor of Maryland. Mitt Romney has won the nomination for the Republicans for a seat in the Senate in Utah. A new Economist YouGov poll showed that 54% of Americans disapprove of separating families who cross the border illegally, but only 19% support releasing the families and having them report back for an immigration hearing at a later date, the approach now endorsed by every single Senate Democrat. By contrast, the poll found the most popular policy, supported by 44% of Americans and even 49% of Democrats, is holding families together in detention centers until an immigration hearing at a later date. And it found that 46% also support Trump's zero-tolerance policy of arresting and prosecuting anyone who crosses the border illegally. U.S. Supreme Court, in another 5-4 decision, held that public sector workers who aren't union members can't be forced to pay agency fees that cover the cost of collective bargaining, overturning 41-year-old precedent that found those fees constitutional and dealing a financial blow to organized labor. Anglophone separatists have been fighting for recognition of Ambazonia, named after Ambus Bay in southern Cameroon, an 1800s-era settlement for freed slaves, for decades, but calls for secession have amplified significantly in recent months. Justice Anthony Kennedy announced his retirement from the U.S. Supreme Court. Kennedy has often been the swing vote on questions of gay rights, abortion, and other matters, though generally conservative. Revised estimates by earthquake experts say that the amount of shaking in tall buildings might endure during quakes is as much as double early figures, causing concern for older construction in many cities. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.